America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is film critic Marshall Fine, who is the critic in residence at the Picture House in Pelham, New York. Marshall, how are you?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
Terrific. It's been a great week, and this week was marked by the Thursday announcements of the Oscar nominations. So I'd just like to get your reaction. Looking at Best Motion Picture, we'll start right at the top. I know they can have 10, but they only have 8. Were you surprised that they didn't use the full slots?
I am, because it was kind of a strong year there at the end. And I'm also, I guess, disappointed that they gave one of those slots to American Sniper, which I thought was a really subpar film. I think that's a minority opinion among critics, but I just, you know, it's, to me, it's not one, it's certainly not one of Eastwood's best. It's not even one of his middling ones. It really left me cold. I would have given the slot to Foxcatcher or Nightcrawler, or gee, these names start to sound kind of the same, don't they? Either of those, I thought, would have deserved that slot more.
All right, so you're not a fan of Sniper. You mentioned that a couple of shows ago, but you are kind of in the minority on that, right? I mean, it's got all these awards and great reviews. So how do you explain that? Let me ask you that way.
Oh, because I explain it because everybody else is wrong, of course.
Oh, of course. All right. That makes perfect sense.
I think that Boyhood's going to win, particularly given its win at the Golden Globes this past Sunday. I think it'll get some competition. The real competition in this category, everybody's looking at The Imitation Game, The Theory of Everything, even Selma. I think the real competition is The Grand Budapest Hotel by Wes Anderson, which also won the Golden Globe. So I think that it'll be an interesting category.
So would you have included Whiplash? That's in the list, too.
Oh, that's a terrific little film. I was really pleased to see that one be nominated, because it's not going to win in that category, but it is going to win in Best Supporting Actor. J.K. Simmons in that film gives the performance of his career, and I think he's, you know, the one sort of real, well, not the only, but one of the few real locks this year, that race is essentially over, that he's going to win.
And, of course, let's talk about the others for Best Supporting Actor. Robert Duvall, my favorite actor of all time, for The Judge. Ethan Hawke for Boyhood. Edward Norton for Birdman. And Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher. But you're saying J.K. Simmons from TV is going to win his first Oscar.
I think he is. I think that it's such a great performance. Really, really just powerful and funny and dark. And like I said, it's the role of a career for him.
All right, let's go to leading man. The Oscar nominees include Bradley Cooper for American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Michael Keaton for Birdman, Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. Of course, Keaton and Redmayne won at the Golden Globes. But the surprise here, I think, is Steve Carell for Foxcatcher. Were you shocked at that?
Oh, no. I think this is a really underrated little film. That it's a very chilly and dark film, and a lot of people are upset by it. But he gives an amazing performance. Unfortunately, he happened to give it in the same year that Michael Keaton gave an even better performance, I think. And so, he won the Golden Globe, and I think he's going to win the Oscar, too.
All right, so let's talk about leading lady. Felicity Jones from The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore from Still Alice, which I know is one that you love, Rosamund Pike from Gone Girl, Reese Witherspoon from Wild, and tell me how to pronounce
Marion Cotillard.
Cotillard from 2 Days, 1 Night. So were you surprised at any of those?
No, I think these are pretty much who everybody expected to be nominated in this category. A lot of the talk was about the fact that it was not a great year for female leading roles. I think the one surprise here, and yet these are all really strong performances. To me, the one surprise was Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything. There was a lot of attention being paid to Jennifer Aniston in this film called Cake that opened this past weekend, where she really plays a very strong dramatic role. Everybody thought this was maybe her Oscar nomination. Obviously, it wasn't.
Okay, and supporting actress, Patricia Arquette from Boyhood, Laura Dern from Wild, Keira Knightley from The Imitation Game, Emma Stone from Birdman, and of course Meryl Streep, Into the Woods. It's like a yearly event, Meryl getting nominated for something.
Well, yeah, no, I think she's at this point is closing in on Al Pacino's record if she hasn't surpassed it for most nominations. This is also a strong category. I think that I think the one surprise was Laura Dern for Wild. Reese Witherspoon was getting all of the attention for that film, but Laura Dern also plays a really strong role. The woman who's been winning all of the awards, she won the Golden Globe, she won the New York Film Critics Circle and several other critics awards this Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, and that this is a role that, you know, really is going to carry her all the way to the Oscar.
Finally, director. Who would you pick in that category from the five nominees?
If it was up to me, I'd pick Alejandro Iñárritu from Birdman, but I think it's going to be Richard Linklater for Boyhood, because it's just such a monumental accomplishment to have the vision and the patience to take 12 years to make a movie and set out that to do that and manage to actually pull it off. It's a terrific film, and I think that he's going to win the award.
All right, the Oscars will be on live February 22nd. Is this something that you go to or watch, or what's your Oscar night like?
I watch. I've never been, and I don't know that I would want to, because certainly I'd be covering it for the press, and the press sits outside in the tent and watches it on TV anyways.
Better off watching it at home.
I can sit in my chair in my pajamas and mock the screen.
Thank you for your insights, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
With Marshall Fein, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you know when it's time to change careers? We found the answer thanks to a friend.
He worked his way up in a retail business. Now he's a manager. He loved it until recently.
These days, he shows the one sure sign that it's time to change careers. Everything frustrates him easily. The hours, the customers, his coworkers.
And that frustration is leading to hurt feelings and even anger. Subconsciously, he's trying to rationalize a move, and he's scared. If you feel like our friend, what can you do?
Start exploring your options immediately. You don't have to jump. You just need to look to start feeling better. It will help you move forward to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make sure your spouse lowers the toilet lid each and every time? Well, I admit it, maybe not each and every time, but I guarantee this trick will increase the probability. Here's the biological science of it. Granted, lowering the toilet seat is a courtesy, but it's also essential to good hygiene. Why? When you flush, the action of flushing can send atomized waste droplets all over the place. These germs can land on things that are in your bathroom, the sink where you wash your face, toothbrushes, face cloths. What's the cheap psychological trick? Lowering the lid on your toilet before you flush is a barrier of protection. This one simple action, especially when you're sick, can help keep bathrooms cleaner and other family members healthy. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.